Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional variety of white bakers, and we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, the Oklahoma City Farm Show kicks off on April 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Bennett Event Center, located at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds Complex in Oklahoma City. Indoor exhibits, of course, will fill the Bennett Event Center, along with outdoor exhibits located directly in front of the complex. Of course, the show is free to attend. Going to be plenty of parking on the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. Senior Farm and Ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had the chance to visit with manager of the show, Penny Swank, as she gives a preview of this year's events.
We have over 900 booths in here. I mean, anywhere, tractors, seed companies, fertilizer, trailers, irrigation, a lot of building companies this year, about 60 new companies, too.
You can find out more information by going to OklahomaCityFarmShow.com. Well, the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates came out, or the WASD report. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the chance to visit with Allendale's Rich Nelson about the findings of these reports.
We've got to say the biggest issue as far as a surprising discussion was the fact that USDA kind of laid off a lot of these changes, which they could have made on this report. U.S. corn stocks left unchanged, 1.342 billion bushels, so still a moderate amount of stocks there. Soybeans also no change here from that prior month, 210 million bushels. And both of those were expected to see some declines on this report. As far as the world numbers for this discussion, we did see the Argentina crop dropped, in this case, 27 million tons for Argentina soybeans. That's reasonable. That's right next to trade expectation. Argentine corn now down to 37. That's also on the trade expectation. Only real main issue as far as changes on the grain side, at least, was the wheat discussion. USDA did raise those numbers by 30 million bushels from the prior month, now 598 million bushels. So USDA kind of passed the buck on making a lot of needed changes for this.
Regarding Oklahoma's winter wheat crop, Nelson said USDA is still looking at some pretty low numbers.
As far as issues here for this winter wheat crop, we've got to have a very clear discussion that there's still a whole lot that we don't know about this crop than we do know. As far as this discussion on the wheat side for the hard red crops, which Oklahoma is a major player here in this discussion, USDA is still looking at some quite low numbers, only 20% good to excellent for this hard red crop in Oklahoma. That's not too far different than the entire winter wheat crop, only 27% good to excellent. This is, I want to say, tied for the second worst rating for this specific week in history. So Oklahoma, the whole hard red area, as well as a general concern about winter wheat as a whole, still driving this discussion about Casey wheat pricing.
To hear the complete conversation between Reagan Kalk and Rich Nelson of Allendale, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.